Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your entrepreneurial peers on the journey of self-leadership mastery and life success. Reinvent or evolve yourself as you redesign your business. Dual innovation. Take charge of who you next become. Feel more deeply to think, act, lead, and mentor more clearly and more effectively. Learn something new from our conversation today.
I really got out a lot out of today, and I think of this as marketing and promotion. I'm actually walking away with development and growth.
Yeah, I thought this whole experience, the mentoring conversation before we started recording and this conversation after, was extremely helpful.
Welcome to We Mentor Mondays. I'm Nancy. Today in the studio, we're having a second conversation with Ted Risdell. He is the CEO of Risdell Marketing Group, LLC. They really focus on precision digital marketing. They're a modern marketing agency, and they were founded in 1972 by John Risdell. And today we're going to be talking about top 10 ways in which they have planned out their decades and decades of succession planning and lessons along the way.
I think it's more the learned lessons along the way.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Wish there's a book on it.
Yeah, that's right. So they establish their strong connections at each stage of the customer journey by applying human-centric thinking. They design effective customer engagement strategies, and they blend technologies and data to create connections and content that disrupt, capture attention, and prompt action. So in a 2018 Twin Cities Business Journal, or they call it Biz Journal, interview, you said, and I'm looking at Ted, John started and built an amazing agency, and we've turbocharged it into a growth engine for entrepreneurial companies. He's been, and then you continue to in the article to say that your dad has been your mentor on how to build a successful agency by organizing around clients' business needs. I love that.
Yep, it's been a fun journey together.
Yeah. And it's very notable. You guys have been through a lot, even like you were describing in our last conversation, the big transition in thinking to go from an agency that had many different, you know, people swimming in their own lanes and running different aspects of your agency to kind of consolidating it under one house and still be able to do your own thing is a challenge.
Oh, absolutely true. And after 47 years, you know, this is our first year in 2019 of my father no longer coming into the office and being part of the business.
Yeah.
So that's been a big change for us as well.
Like, have you missed him a lot every day or?
Well, he does call me 37 times a day. So I wouldn't say I miss him a lot. We're still pretty joined at the hip.
Yeah.
Just because he's not here, he's here. But just for me, you know, yeah. Everybody else.
Your dad has dementia?
Yeah, he definitely has. He's got a huge sweet tooth. And
yes.
What that has developed is diabetes, which has done a real job on his brain and, you know, all that. So I don't think I ever get my puppy back. But at the same time, you know, my puppy is very happy. So, you know, happy about that. So I try to bring him a Snicker bar now and then, but he can't have one all the time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He loves his chocolate.
Yeah. All right.
And we still try to keep a lot of candy here at the agency. If you've been to the agency or if you're stopping in, you know, we've definitely been known for having a lot of sweets around.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, you moved here in 2016.
Well, so I joined the agency first in 86,
yeah.
And I was the technology guy. And then, you know, rejoined the agency to lead, you know, what we're doing today with the internet and interactive and all that in 1993. And so I headed up that part of the company. And I think where, you know, John and I really got along well over the years is he let me do my thing. I kind of let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And so my thing just kind of outgrew, you know, the old way that we used to do things, and it's now kind of the way forward. So as part of that, John and I reincorporated the company back in 07, you know, with me as the CEO and he as the chairman. And so
that's been 2007. Okay.
You know, so we've really been kind of jointly running it up until I bought him out to 100% in 2016.
Okay.
And at that point in time, that's when my wife and I now jointly—
Jennifer.
you know, own the business.
Okay.
And so that was a whole new dynamic that I never expected.
Yeah. And you've got two sons?
Yep. I've got two sons, and I don't think either one of them will want to be coming into the business, but, you know, never say never.
Yeah.
What ages are they? I said never at one point in time, and here I've been here for 30-some years.
Yeah, that's right. How old are they?
20 and 17.
Okay. And what are their names?
Maximilian and Alexander.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. Yeah, so never say never. But they are in different fields, aren't they?
Yeah, they've both got math brains.
Okay.
And are very much into data. And Max is in artificial intelligence and machine learning. And he's been working at 3M Corporation doing that. And then also at University of Minnesota working on his engineering degree.
Yeah, very young for doing all that.
Yep, he's a sharp math brain. And and Alex isn't too far behind on the sharpness of math, but we'll see. I want them to follow, you know, what excites them and brings them joy every day.
Nice.
And gets them excited about life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great to hear. Yeah. You started describing in our last conversation about you and John preparing for an upcoming speaking engagement together about succession planning and what you learned from the experience.
Yeah, I've been a fan of the University of St. Thomas Family Business Center, you know, for a long time. And I've been down there just saying, hey, how do we do family business better? Because not only have I been involved with this business, but also with my cousins and uncles and some of the other companies that my family's owned over the years. And so together, you know, how do we make this all better and figure this all out? And sometimes family dynamics can go astray or be a little bit tougher challenge in that it's really hard to fire your siblings or your parents
yeah.
out of the business. You know, that might not go so well over Thanksgiving dinner. And so John and I were asked to prepare. And of course, John said, hey, everything's fine. Everything's perfect, you know, in his world.
Yeah.
And so I asked him if we should prep anything. So it was a Halloween of 2014 that we presented to the Family Business Center. And of that, John went up and said, hey, our family business transition couldn't have been better. And so when I had my chance to talk about my lessons learned in succession planning, my story was a little different than his.
You added a few more details.
A few more details.
Yeah.
And you know, and hopefully it's helpful for others. But, you know, like David Letterman always said, come up with your top 10 list. And so I did. And the top 10 things that I learned was, one, succession is hard.
So you start with number 10.
Number 10. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who says different is kidding themselves and lying to everyone else. And part of that hardship is, you know, knowing that John's not going to be here anymore.
Yeah. And so kind of grieving that
reality. There's absolutely a grieving process to that.
Yeah.
And the second big thing I learned is number 9, it's a long process. You know, and my father and I, you know, have been on this journey for 20 some years.
Yeah.
Until completion. But even after all that time, it's still tough, confusing, and incremental. You know,
yeah.
So there isn't any right way or wrong way. And a lot of times your emotions get kind of messed up too, in that you know, you're looking out for the best interest of the other person.
Yeah.
And sometimes that best interest isn't the best interest of the company. So,
did you have someone to work with then?
You know, we certainly consulted with a couple different folks on, you know, kind of where to go with it. But, you know, I think there's one thing I found out is that there is no school. And that was one of my other points in the top 10 list. My 8th point is there's no school for this situation.
Yeah.
You know, just like the teenage years, you can read about it, you can talk about it, you have classes on it, but until you live through it by yourself, that's the only way you'll get it.
Yeah.
And then begin getting through it.
Yeah.
So, and I think another thing I did too, another point on my list, number 7 is, I've talked to a lot of folks that gone through this, but at the end of the day, my situation's mine.
Yeah.
And I have to find my own answers.
Okay. And so that's a really big lesson, because you must have had a lot of people telling you what to do.
There's certainly stories of where it, you know, didn't work out.
Okay.
And where, you know, if you don't,
so people were giving you a lot of advice or sharing their stories.
And you certainly hear a lot of stories too about how they tanked the business or,
yeah,
you know,
right.
It just didn't go in the right direction at all. You know, one of the other, you know, points on it too was, for kind of number 6 on the list, is one of the toughest successions is when the founder, in my case,
yeah,
you know, the founder's dilemma or previous generation wants to stay involved. And, you know, I joked around that my father really wanted to cut back a lot, but that was to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So here he is.
Right.
And, you know, and as I tried to move a lot of my initiatives forward, he'd be right there by my side saying, what are you doing? Where are we going with this?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, hey, how many times do I need to re-explain it here? But,
yeah.
You know, here's what we're going to do with moving this forward. Well, I don't think that's a good idea. So, you know, so then you get the red herring out there.
Yeah.
And that becomes a tough way to try to move stuff forward.
Yeah.
And that brings up kind of my number fifth point, which is I need to make my own mistakes and learn from them.
Yeah.
You know, so being told, well, that's not going to work. I tried that once. Well, you know, that was then. You know,
yeah, right.
You know, maybe you didn't do it right. I don't know. Let me give a shot at here.
Yeah. So between you and him, you seem to have a way of talking to each other and with each other where you kind of joke around, but you get your point across.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, my impish nature is I always try to have great days.
I thought that was
days.
How you were feeling.
Well, I always try to have great days every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a couple tough times where, you know, the rubber has to hit the road and you've got to make a choice.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, where it's got to be my choice and not necessarily a joint choice. So somebody's got to do the final vote.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a couple tough years in where we're trying to figure out how to make it happen together.
Yeah. And so number four, what did you come up with there?
Well, you know, my number four item would be, you know, all eyes are on you to make it happen. You know, once you've kind of, you know, become the person in the seat, and it becomes a lot harder when you have to say, well, I got to make the decision. I can't just go ask my dad.
Yeah.
So I kind of got rid of that excuse. So now it's like, well, here's where the buck stops.
Right, you know, right. You came back to that mantra. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, well, and that helped you really take charge then.
Exactly. But then that was the next piece is that, you know, with my father now being bought out of the business and now my wife and I are running the business.
Yeah.
You know, one of my other big items for anybody looking to take over the family business is you should probably ask your spouse first.
Hmm.
Not later, and get their opinion. Because maybe they don't think it's a good idea, or maybe they think it's a different idea. Or how do you at least make sure that you got their love and support for doing it?
Well, how did you and Jennifer work through it?
Difficultly.
Okay. So, did you get outside help with that then, or did you find your path?
Well, it's always great to find a great marriage improvement specialist / business coach.
Yeah.
You know, to help you to find a way through
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah. So, and so you did that, and that's part of a success mantra.
Right. But, you know, I think that's where you need to make sure that you always get an understanding, at least get your point of view heard, and you can accept it or not accept it. But out of that, you do need to come to a new shared truth. And for any business, you know, you've got to just have one, you know, vision for it. You can't have two.
Well, and that's what I found too, you guys. You each do the emotional work yourselves, you know, with some help. And then you're coming together to bridge that gap and have the important conversation so that you can. So by the end, if you're sharing your emotional experience with each other, along with your ideas of going forward, that you can come together on something that's even better than where you were initially. Because you didn't hunker in on your sides. Maybe you did for a while, right?
Well, I think one of the challenges is when you've got other people working for the company.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be a unified front.
Yeah.
And my father and I did a really good job of that, of going back and always having kind of a closed door thing where just the two of us would just say, hey, you know, I don't agree with what you're doing here. I'll support you on it. You know, let's at least get behind each other.
Nice.
And where that was a big difference with Jennifer and I was she'd be pretty vocal in the meeting saying, well, I don't think that's the right idea, or I don't think that's the way to go. Well, it brings forth a lot of dissension, you know, all the way around because it's like, well, you guys aren't on the same page.
Yeah.
And how are you going to go help to resolve this so that we can have a clear way forward?
I see.
And that was a big change on how this agency was all of a sudden managed. And all of a sudden it's like, well, who should we listen to? You know, who's in charge? Who's making the call?
I see. So you had to invite Jennifer into the process of taking it private.
Right.
And then coming back and have it a joint front.
Right. But,
okay.
But, you know, if you've got a team meeting and you've got your whole team together,
yeah,
you can't be saying, well, I think we should do this. It's like, no, we shouldn't. It's like,
yeah, right.
You need to bring this together.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, my number two point on, you know, succession is like any good captain at sea, you know, it's hard when the waves get really rough to keep that steady hand on the wheel. It's really easy to capsize the ship, especially if you've got somebody else saying, turn right, turn left. Which way are we going?
Yeah.
You know, but how do you try to really come together and say, okay, there's the horizon, there's where we're going. Mm-hmm. You know, let's make sure we get the team rowing in the same direction here.
And so how did you come to that? Did you use your intuition? Or how did you know which direction to go?
Well, I think that that's always one of those things that you got to, you know, try to find your way through the forest. And unfortunately, you know, with the way that marketing's been evolving so rapidly, you know, it's one of these times where we got to stay nimble and smart about how do we keep navigating the choppy waters.
Yeah.
And this human communication revolution we're on isn't over. You know, so we're all trying to figure out where it's going and how best do we authentically, sincerely communicate with the customers that we know and love.
So do you think you're doing in your team meetings a lot more communication?
Oh, we're doing a great job today.
Okay.
And a lot of that's come from having Dave come on board and being the general manager here. And he's done just a really great job of being kind of that steady drumbeat.
Yeah. And kind of reshaping then the culture.
Absolutely.
To make sure that it's more integrated to how you and Jennifer are.
He's done a great job. And
forward.
We've all done a great job of one team DNA and really coming together and saying, you know, let's make sure that we don't have lone rangers off just kind of doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And coming up from a very entrepreneurial based firm where we applauded, you know, lone rangers for doing what they wanted to do. You know,
well, that was the way that all the agencies worked, right? Didn't they?
Yep.
In the past?
But the way the data works is data doesn't, you know, needs everything to be making sure that everything's plumbed right from a programming standpoint to make it all work. So you really need to come together as a team to pull off the results that you're looking for when you build out these great digital ecosystems.
Yeah. So when you were working with somebody on a website, you would have these great team meetings with people and it just flushed out a lot of different ideas, but I just felt like the team was always working well together. And so the way that you're describing this is how are you working with customers differently as a result of pulling your executive team together differently?
Well, our departments really work as a unified front. And so we're really bringing all the best minds together here to say, okay, how best do we solve this? And in a lot of cases, you know, we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So it's become one of these items where, okay, well, we know what we're doing here. So let's just step and repeat.
So do you have regular weekly meetings?
We do.
Okay.
Yep.
And you go over the different, your caseloads or, you know, the clients, how many you have and
absolutely.
What's happening. And that's how you kind of brainstorm. And
absolutely. And another big thing for us is we've really gone from projects to programs.
Oh.
So how do we really make sure that we're over the course of a year, you know, establishing the objectives and establishing what needs to happen. And then we can build a plan around getting there.
Oh, that is a different way of doing things from a project to a programs perspective.
Hmm. And for us, it's been a lot more fulfilling because we can really see the difference that we've made over the course of those bunch of months or that yearly journey.
Okay. And because you've had a lot of conversations about it,
Well, we've more set out a nice roadmap, you know, from the beginning. And if we're going to look at digital maturity, you know, there is a maturity index here where we have to kind of step through it and add these different things to the program. And that's a blended team. You know, we absolutely understand that we need to have an agency-client relationship here to really make this stuff work.
Yeah, which brings it to your number one top 10 lesson.
Well, I think the number one recommendation I would have for anybody going through a family business succession or whatnot is it's a tough journey. But stick with it, you know, because at the end of the day, it is something that's worth doing for your family, for your friends, for your coworkers, and for your, at the end of the day, your customers.
Yeah.
And that's the reason you're in business.
Yeah.
And so how do you keep an eye on the prize and, you know, make sure you keep a big smile on your face and just say, hey, we're going to get through this. This too will pass.
Yeah. So this is your first year. Does it feel a little bit different?
Well, from my standpoint, I can't speak for everyone, but I know for myself that my father still calls me, you know, 37 times a day.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, yeah, we still have a lot of interaction. I don't always make all the calls. Like right now, you know, we're talking, so I've got my phone off, so I'm sure he's probably called twice.
Yeah.
But the big difference is just not having him come down and physically sit down and say, hey, what's going on today?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get in first thing in the morning and, you know, get your morning coffee and you're expecting, hey, where's my buddy?
Right. Exactly.
So I haven't bought a dog yet to bridge that gap.
Right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like
And he's a character, so I miss his smile and his sense of humor.
Yeah, he's got a great sense of humor and his quirkiness.
Yep. Yeah. But our candy consumption's gone down.
Okay. Well, I see you have less jars. So at this conference table there, because we're here at their office in Roseville, they've got 8 little jars of candy. And in the past, this whole table would have been full of
candy. We would have had 100 and some jars.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
So we've cut back. We haven't given up.
Yeah, you still have to enjoy some of the sweet stuff in life. All right. Well, thank you so much for being so transparent, like you said, but you're really authentic. And I love the way that you're taking all the lessons that you've learned along the way and really analyzing and do the work to really understand it so that you can feel like you're integrating all your experiences in a way where it makes sense for you and how you move forward.
Yep. Well, thank you, Nancy. And I hope it's helpful for others. And I do talk with a lot of other family businesses and either with junior or senior as they're kind of going through their own transition. Like I say, every one of them is unique. Every one of them is different.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, how do you come through it as friends and family?
Yeah. And you're doing it.
Yep. One day at a time.
That's right.
So thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the risk to have this conversation. I appreciate it so much. Yeah, and thanks so much for our listeners for tuning in and picking out a few of the meaningful content and sharing that with friends. And thanks, Mike Cabea, sound engineer, videographer, photographer, mon frère, brother from another mother. We'll see everybody next week. Do you want to build upon your leadership skills and become more effective as a business owner? Do you want to reinvent yourself or evolve as you redesign your business? This is a dual innovation process. Are you ready to take charge of who you next become? If the answer is yes, I've been developing and implementing mentoring programs to thousands of emerging to experienced entrepreneurial leaders and business owners and their teams since 1992. Totally love it and feel I'm on this planet to evolve the leadership in the world from the inside out. Of course, this means seeing myself as a work in progress, which is beneficial to you because I'm not stagnant and I'm motivated to create and bring you incredible programming all the time. So here's a few ways that you can get involved in our WeMentor self-leadership community. You can subscribe for free through WeMentor.com to the podcast. You can also find it on Apple Podcasts, which used to be iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, Blueberry Directory, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio, which is where you can shout out your request on smart home device through Alexa, Cortana, Amazon Echo, and Google Home. You can also become a sponsor of this program and support what's happening here in all these meaningful conversations. Or you can get one-on-one mentoring and go at your own pace as you evolve into the leader that you've always wanted to become. You can join a WeMentor mini lab, which we offer several times during the year. We're focused on some element of self-leadership and your progress toward becoming more effective. And the last and final way in which you can get involved in WeMentor's self-leadership community is by joining a one-year entrepreneurial leadership and mentoring lab where we dig into the details and help you with the operational along with your leadership skills so you can evolve with your entity and really, really progress in building the life that you've always wanted to build. So please check out WeMentor.com. You can email me, Nancy, at WeMentor.com or call me, 1-612-804-8920. All right, keep listening and we'll see you next week.